Brian, we'll start with you first of all. And nine stages happening next week, and there's a few classics thrown in there, and it's going to be an exciting event, and it's one to look forward to.
It certainly is, Ash, and you have, you know, the stages that I suppose most of the people in our own county will know them at some direction or other, you know, and you're into a lot of classic stuff there, and it's good to see the likes of Declan there that's going to be fighting for the championship and others along with them there for different classes, and all classes there, there's battles in it. You know, and with the likes of Bunland Bridge there, it'll be a very tight stage to start, a good starter and a good shake-up for the boys, you know.
Yep. And it's an event that the local guys have been waiting on now for quite a number of weeks. And when the international gets done and dusted in the month of June, the local boys only do two events in the year, the international and the harvest, so they've been waiting a while for this one.
Well, that's true. If you look at the quality of the entry, even the size of the entry and the quality that's in it, like you have over 200 entries, you know, for it's an international entry, if you like, even on relation to numbers, you know, and the quality there, you've up to nearly 15 WRC cars in it there. A lot of internationals don't get that quality and that size of an entry for it, so it's interesting. It is, as the harvest is probably the second biggest one in the country in relation to the national.
Yeah, Tony Boyle's also in studio. You're the COC, Tony. You've put a lot of work in over the last number of months for this one.
Yes, the whole team, we've put in a lot of work into it now over the last few months, and hopefully it'll fall right for us on the day now.
Yeah, and you have a big team behind you to make sure this thing runs right next weekend, Tony.
Yes, a great team of people. Yes, a lot of people have done a lot of work behind the scenes, and I'd like to thank them people now.
No, no problem. And some brilliant stages as well you've picked, Tony.
Well, hopefully now we'll see what the drivers think of the next weekend now.
Yeah, well, they all like the likes of the Atlantic Drive. It's in there. We've got Dunfanny, which is the Port Lake stage. I think that's reversed, is it, from the international? And we've got the one up around Loch Keel, which is Ballymoney as well. So they're stages that you've worked on, Tony. They've been used before in different events, but have you tweaked them much since they were used?
Yes, I have tweaked them. Yes, I've run Port Lake the opposite way and run Bunland Bridge the opposite way, and we're running the Drive the opposite way from 2013, the international where it was used last. So
yeah, sitting beside you, Declan Boyle, international winner in 2014. You're the current Irish tarmac champion. You haven't received the trophy yet, but it's on its way. The thing wrapped up a number of weeks ago, Declan. So first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And you're looking to add another one next weekend. You're looking to add the national championships, which you've won before, but you're looking now to do the double, the two in the 1 year. So it's exciting for you.
It is exciting. Definitely is. Last year we won the Dunlop National Championship, and you know it'd be great to get it back this year. The Irish Tarmac Championship, we won that, and we didn't have to go to Cork this weekend. We had enough points in the bag, so we didn't need that. But back to the harvest, we need to stay ahead of Roy White to try and clinch that one. And you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not, you know, just a matter of going out and driving. You have to still stay at a good sensible pace to keep focused. But we're willing to give it a go.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about pressure, but you know now how to handle pressure, because you had the pressure of winning a championship before, and in particular you had pressure as well during the international. So that's over the last 12 months you've sort of learned how to deal with that, Declan.
I have, in fairness, but you know, when you look at this entry list here, there's, you know, there's 10 or 12, 13 WRCs here, and you know, back to the international, Donegal International, you know, against Sam Moffat, Gary Jennings, you know, Donna there, and now, you know, Hugh Hunter there. He's not slow either. You have Derek McGarry, Seamus Leonard, who else? Niall Maguire, Stuart Darcy. So you know, there's a big lineup there. And going back to the two boys that I had sort of hassle with in the international, Sam, you know, being the worst on that particular weekend. Racing against them now this weekend, you know.
Are you a marked man next weekend, then, are you, Declan, do you think?
Am I what?
Are you a marked man with these boys?
I'm a marked man with these, and you know, obviously they're out to get me. But, you know, at the end of the day, I need to stay focused on the championship. I want to win the championship. And we need to try and just stay focused on that and forget about the other boys and focus on Roy White.
Yeah. And will your car suit these stages? You've been around the Drive, of course, before, and you've tackled Port Lake and the other one as well. So are these the types of stages that's going to suit your driving style and your car, Declan?
These will suit the car, yes, and they should suit myself and Brian as well. You know, Atlantic Drive, we like that stage. We've done it the opposite way there now for Donegal International there. But we'd rather it this way now that it's run, because we've done it more times this way.
Yeah. Brian, that's the international end of it. There's also these Mark II guys who are here, and the man who's top of the bill is Gary McPhillips. He's on a winning streak in Donegal in recent years, and if the local boys are going to have a cut at him, they're going to have their work cut out for them.
There's no doubt about that. Gary's a class act too, to be fair, you know, and he's in there with Wesley Patterson's boss, Frank Kelly. Them boys will be, they'll not make it easy for him, you know,
to see yourself too. Gun punt.
We'll just try and stay back if we can and slip on the finish.
Yeah.
But no, definitely the Mark II's is some battle there. You're looking through, like Damien Galler there too, Camillus Bradley, Aidan Hillington, Martin McGee, Robbie, them boys, they all know where they're going, and that's the good thing about it. It's a big one for them, it's a massive event for them boys. Like.
Yeah. Safety is always paramount with these events, Brian.
It is. Well, it's a big day for most of the marshals there that are out. You know, it's hard work for them and trying to keep spectators under control. And we would hope, we're expecting big crowds, and we would hope that all spectators would heed marshals and try and protect one another, look after one another. Because the marshals are out there, they're not there to tell people, dictate to them. They're only there to make the rally safe for all spectators there. And most of them are fairly sensible. You know, we just ask them on the day to pay as much heed as they can to the marshals and hope that their rally runs safe and well for Tony and all the team that is.
Yeah. Are you still looking for help for the event, Brian?
We will be. We'd like to be getting more help from our own club members, you know, and we know we have a massive maybe 45 in reserve there, and it's unfortunate that everybody can't get doing the rally, but the people that are not doing it would like, if possible, for the like of them people, maybe to give Tony a wee hand and Marshall and the like of that for the day as well, you know.
Yeah, and all the details will be on the Donegal Motor Club website.
With enter criteria, because of the size of the reserve, like, we hope that this will continue for other rallies, and we will need to be working on points then, and if you're Marshall for this event, even next week, it will benefit you in getting entries next year and thereafter.
That's around the rest of the country, Brian. The entry lists aren't as full as what they're like when it comes to Donegal events, because it's something special that Donegal can always fill an entry and have a big reserve. While the rest of the events at times are struggling around the country.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, this entry here in particular is the best entry that I've seen, and I would say that anybody has seen here for a long, long time. Over 200 entries for an event, a national event, is massive, you know. So other counties are not as fortunate as that, like, but that's the true saying. If you want to be racing and rallying, you need to be coming to Donegal to rally.
Yeah. Finally, just Brian, we're all looking forward to a good weekend next weekend, and if we had good weather as well, it always helps too, doesn't it?
A wee bit of rain's no harm with it, you know, at the same time. You don't want it to be too pleasant for these guys. But I do hope that Declan can take it again. A great year for him. He had a great year in rallying. It was great for him in international. And for Tony, I would like to thank him for all the work that he has done there. It's a massive task to go on. Some of the list, a lot of moving competitors don't realise how much work goes into it. And I can tell you now that, do you see, when you get this information here this morning, you were lucky to get it, because Tony doesn't tell you too much, you know. You were lucky. You're very lucky I found it out.
Yeah. Well, listen, Brian, thanks for coming on. And Tony, as COC, we wish you all the best and a safe event next weekend. And Declan, we wish you all the best as well. I know you're fighting for the championship, and it would be great for yourself if you could end up doing the double this year, wouldn't it? For
thank you and Brian. Much. It would be absolutely brilliant to do that if we could do that.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be talking to you at the finish line next Sunday evening.
Thanks.
Tony, Declan, and Brian, many thanks again for coming.
Thank you very much, Josh.